Our reading is taken from the book of Romans, chapter number 8, starting in verse number 29. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version, and it reads, "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the first within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified." Amen.
Amen.
Now turn to your neighbor. Look your neighbor square in the eye. If you want to grab him by the hand, that's up to you. Because if you get sick, grab him. Don't say it was pastor's fault. But grab your neighbor by the hand. Look him square in the eye. Amen. Everybody got a neighbor? Amen. Everybody got a neighbor? Amen. Amen. Look your neighbor square in the eye and say, "Neighbor,
this is
the Lord's plan."
Neighbor,
this is
the Lord's
plan. Amen. You may be seated. We have entitled our message this morning, "This is the Lord's plan." I think what happens to us is that we have done something, and I'll explain it to you like this. When I was a kid, my mother didn't play. When you came into the house and it was dinner time, you ain't come from outside and sit at her table. You came from outside. You went in that bathroom, and the soap of choice we had was Zest soap. Washed them hands real good, dried them real good. Then you sat down at the table with your clean hands. We said grace, and we had dinner. And after that, one of the things that I realize is that, you know, it's similar in church. It's similar from this perspective. It's similar from the perspective of that Reverend Rhodes, when we first came to the house, we weren't clean. So since we weren't clean, we didn't know how to take in the word, because we didn't know the word or didn't want care to really know it. It's when we came into the house and we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior, then we were able to slide up to the table, not with just clean hands, but we were clean from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet, because we had been washed in the blood. And since we were washed in the blood, we now can partake in the spiritual meal that has been prepared for us. You see, back then when I was eating at home, you know, after we ate, you know, we just sat around and we ain't do nothing. But truth be told, that ain't how it ought to be in church. Once you feast upon this word, the Lord has something for you. But the one thing that we have to get connected with first is understand this about the God whom we serve. The one thing we got to understand about the God whom we serve is that God has been the orchestrator of your life. God is the one who says, and right here, and Paul tells us that our lives have been predestinated, right? We've been predestined to do what God is calling us to do. You see, so in all actuality, what has happened is that, Reverend Flippin, that the Lord knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. And the Lord knew you would be named Monica Michelle Flippin. You see, so what we have to know about all of us is that God knew us before we ever knew. So that means that God is the one who has had his hand guiding you. Well, hold on, preacher. Wait a minute, Chester. Hold on. Wait a minute. You saying that if God is the orchestrator, he has predestined my life, then why was my life a living hell for so long? You know why? Because you had a whole lot of rocks in your ears. You wasn't hearing nothing God was telling you. You were doing everything you thought you was big and bad enough to do. And every time God kept knocking on the door of your heart. You try to act like ain't nobody home. I don't know what you're knocking here for. Come on now, you gonna work with me? You see, God had a plan for us even while we were out there doing everything we were big and bad enough to do. Some of that stuff almost took some of us up out of here. Oh, hallelujah. But God blocked it from taking us up out of here. You see, what we have to know is that our lives have been predestined. And now that God has brought us and found us and we're now on the inside, we are clean and we are sitting at the table and we are partaking in the word. The one thing God wants us to do is to learn to conform ourselves and be like Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Let me help you understand. If you're trying to be like the person next to you, you're missing the mark. If you're trying to be like Pastor, you're missing the mark. If you're trying to be like anybody other than Jesus, you are. You see, Jesus is our mentor. And it is our job to help folk know more about Jesus. We want to be an example of Jesus. So when we talk about being conformed, we want to be like Christ. That's why we're called Christians. We're not called Jamesons, Kevinsons, Monicums, Fiams. We call Christians. Are you working with me? Which means is that he is our example. He is the one we are to be like. And once the Lord continues to conform us to the image of being like his son, because he's the head of a big family. Do you get that? So now that we understand that we are to be conformed and be like Christ, there's something we got to understand because we've been feasting. The Lord is telling you it's not just enough to come here, get full, and leave. And then I see you next Sunday. The Lord didn't fill you up just so that you can get your shout on. The Lord first was filling you up and equipping you because of the fact that he know how toe up from the floor up we all were. We all came, everybody who came up in here, we came broke. We came broke sometimes in pocket, but we definitely were broke spiritually. We were broke, we was toe up from the floor up. We were misguided, we were misdirected, we were misunderstood. We were confused, we were angry, we were bitter. But God met us in the midst of all that and he did something with us. And now that we're here and God has blessed us and he is now telling us, I'm calling you to do something, that's where a lot of folk in church get stuck. You know why we get stuck? Lord, how can you use somebody like me? Do you know what I've done in my life? Do you know where I've been in my life? Do you know how I did A, B, C, D, all the way through Z in my life? And still, with all that, I want you to understand something. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, he knows more about you than you think. You see, I want you to understand that God knows us better than we know ourselves. God is the one that created us from the dust of the earth. God is the one that made us, shaped us, and molded us. And even in spite of all the stuff we've done, God still is calling you. Why is he calling you? Because he's got work for you to do. He called you before you knew you were being called. And what he initially was doing was equipping us and empowering us through the word so that we would be as much like Christ as possible. And we're still making the transition and the transformation to be more each and every day like Christ. So as we are moving forward to do all these things, the reality is that some of us can't get past ourselves because we're still thinking about our mistakes of yesterday. We got too many folk living today and yesterday. We got too many folk thinking about what they did wrong. So how's God going to use me today? Do you realize what I've done, Lord? Yes, he knows what you've done. Yes, he knows a whole lot about you. And even though he knows all that, he's still calling you. And you're saying, God, how can you use me? And there are too many folk in church right now stuck. Amen. Stuck. Not moving forward in what God is wanting you to do. Stuck because of the guilt of my yesterday. Stuck because there's some things that I've done that I ain't too proud about. But what I'm here to tell you, that the one who was writing this, his name is Paul. Paul ain't got nothing to really be proud about in his life. And we know all about the stuff that Paul did. But God has still predestined Paul. God has still called Paul. God was still conforming him to the image of his son. So if I'm telling you, if he can use somebody like Paul, he can sure enough use you and I. And I want you and I to understand today, it is time for the people of God to get unstuck. It is time for you to get up and start doing what God is calling you to do. But what I'm here to tell you, let me give you this example that's going to help you understand. You know, I remember a few years back in a car I had previous to the one I have now, it was about 2 inches of snow. And by my house, if you come up by the park, there's a little incline. And that was the way I came. And as I'm going home, I'm saying, as long as I don't have to stop, I can make it up this little incline and make that right into my development. So as I'm riding up, Brother Freeman, I'm doing good. I come around that curve. I'm doing good doing my 20 miles an hour. Because as long as the car is moving, I'm all right. But you know what happened, Sister Jennifer? The car in front of me stopped. And when that car in front of me stopped, guess what happened? That's right. I had to stop. Sister Rose, and once I stopped, I said, man. No, I said, man, I ain't say nothing else. Oh, hallelujah. There was a time I would have cussed, but that was a long time ago. I just said, man, Lord, we got to get up out of this situation. I'm just being real with you. Y'all who been to Bible study, y'all know my story about my conversations. But what I realized is that when I got stuck, I realized that once that car stopped in front of me, I knew I wasn't going to be able to get started again. So once that car finally got itself going, now I put my car in low gear, just tried to tap the gas a little bit. The tires would... Y'all, I was. But don't you know, since I just said man and nothing else, God had a ram. There was a ram in the bush because two cars behind me was a tow truck. That tow truck came around those cars, got in front of me. He looked at me and said, are you stuck, right? I said, yeah. He said, all right, I'm going to do something. You ain't got to do nothing. I'm going to pull you up. You know, all cars are equipped with the utensils to allow tow trucks to pull them. You know that. Now, I didn't know my car had some stuff. This dude went into my bumper, popped something off my bumpers, and he lost one of the pieces. I still can't find it. But he popped it off the bumpers, and he hooked up to it, pulled me right up the hill like it was nothing, and then said, you all right? Do you know what I realized? In order for me to get unstuck, I needed help. And the same thing is true about us. We've allowed our yesterday to impact our today, and because of that, we are. But there's somebody who can get you unstuck. And I want you to understand that the Lord has the essential equipment to get you and I unstuck. Because if he's the one that took us this far, he's the one that will take us all the way. All God is doing today is giving you your breakthrough, because God wants you to know he ain't the reason why you are stuck. Somebody gonna work with me today? You see, I want you to realize the only reason why you stuck is because you stuck on what you've done wrong. I want you to know that God did not call you and deliver you for you to focus on your obstacles. God called and delivered you because he has some opportunities. And the reason why he has opportunities is because he knows all the stuff that you've done. And he's going to utilize some of that negativity, flip it and make it into a positive and move you forward. But he is waiting on you to trust him to get you on. So what does he say? We have been predestined to be conformed into the image of Jesus. And once the Lord has done that, he's calling us. And now that he's calling us, There's too many of us who hold on to the yes, but God, I mean, holding on to the no, but God wants you to let go of the no and move forward in your yes. You see, your yes got you to where you are, but now that you are where you are, you've forgotten that God had already told you yes. And since God has already told you yes, God is already letting you know that he's removed your sin as far from you as the east is from the west. But too many of us are focusing on the no rather than moving forward in the yes. The yes is what God has given us, and the yes in our lives, his name is who? Jesus. So since the yes has already come through Jesus, why are you still holding on to the no? It's the yes that got you healed. It's the yes that got you delivered. It's the yes that has got you to be saved. And you got all that yes in you. So why are you now looking at the no? God doesn't want us to focus on the no, because he already gave us the and it's left up to us to move forward in the yes, because we can move forward in the yes because God is already what? All in. And if God is already all in our lives, then God is telling us that he already has told us. Yes. So why are we still focusing on the no? Well, Lord, you know, I just can't talk like everybody else. I mean, the words don't come off my mouth like other folk. You know, every now and then I say duh rather than the. Every now and then, you know, I might not say a big word correctly. You see, God ain't caught up in the stuff. You see, God knows how to use imperfect folk. God can take you just the way you are and take you to where he wants you to be. But all God wants to know, are you willing to trust him, believe in him, move forward in what he's asking you to do? God ain't asked you to get right and come. All God asked you to do is what? Come. Because the only one that can get us right, his name is? You see, so once you came to the table, once you started feasting on the word, now it's left up to you to continue to say yes, because God has already told you.
Yes.
You see, that's why he's called you. He called you so that you now can embrace that yes. You can move forward in what he's calling you to do. Stop focusing on what you did wrong, because that yes is in you. And God needs to use you to go help somebody else to get the yes in them. And as we move forward, what we're seeing here in this particular scripture is that God is the one who is the orchestrator of the plan. God is the one that brought you to this point. But too many of us are staying stuck because once we move forward, we're afraid that folk gonna talk about what we were. But wait a minute. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, this ain't your plan. You see, we got to understand, my brothers and my sisters, God is the one who is the leader of this plan. God is the one who's the orchestrator of this plan. I don't care what folk gonna say about you. Tell them if they got an issue with you, go talk to God. This ain't your plan. It's God's plan. And since it's God's plan, we got to move forward with the plan that God has for who? Make it personal. God has a plan for me. And it's left up to me to move forward in the plan God has for me. Now, check this out. I've been predestined, right? I've now been conformed. I'm now being like Christ. And now that God is calling me, I have to answer the call. Because when I answer the call, you know what's going to happen? God's going to justify me. You see, my brothers and my sisters, you can't do it to yourself. You can't do it for yourself. God is the one who justifies us. How does God justify us? Because God is the one that makes us right with him to do his will. It is not you talking about who you are. You're talking about the one who brought you from where you were. You're talking about the one who made a difference in your life. You're talking about the one that took you from a nothing and made something out of you. You're talking about the one that opened doors for you. You're talking about the one that knocked down the walls. You're talking about the one who did a great thing in your life. Look at where you are right now. How did you get here? Jesus. How did you make the change? Jesus. Who healed you? Jesus. Who fixed you? Jesus. Who got you when you were broke? Jesus. What did he do? All that you see in me, this is nothing but God's plan. You see, my brothers and my sisters, what we got to understand, that God is our justifier, because God is the one that called us. God is the one that predestined us. God is the one that's filling us. And I want you to know, all God wants to know, are you going to do what I called you to do? Well, I would sing, but folk don't. I used to be out there crooning and singing all kinds of stuff. I don't care, but God is the one that blessed you with that voice. You use it out there to woo folk. Use it up in here to praise God. When you understand there's nobody but God who has blessed you, God is the one that justifies you. God is the one that's going to let other folk know it ain't about you, it's all about me. Amen. We need some folk to get unstuck in this place. Amen. We need some folk to realize, I don't care what they know about you. All right. This wasn't your plan. This is God's plan. This is the Lord's plan for your life. It is time for you to allow the Lord's plan for your life to be truly activated and come to fruition. It doesn't matter what folk know about you, because no matter what they know, it ain't half about what God knows. God knows you inside out. He knows your thoughts. He knows everything about you. All folk knows what they see. Somebody know what I'm talking about? But I am so thankful with all that God knows about me. God still calls me. God still uses me. God is justifying me. And as you go forward doing what God has called you to do, he's going to justify you. And how God is going to let you know he's pleased with what you do is he's going to glorify you. Oh, let me help you understand. When you sing or you preach or you teach or you're doing a ministry or a service that glorifies God, folk will come up to you and tell you thank you. They're going to tell you how you touched them. They're going to tell you how they've been changed because of that. But that's the time where you don't get caught up in being glorified. That's the time you go on and glorify God. That's the time you let folk know, if it hadn't been for the Lord, I couldn't do what I did. If it hadn't been for the Lord, you would still be lost. I'm telling you that it's not my plan for my life. It's God's plan for my life. Do I got any witnesses in God's house? Who knows? It's the Lord's plan that's on your life that allows you to do the things that you do. It's not something you did on your own. It's called God's plan. Do I got any witnesses in this house? Do I got any folk who know? If it had not been for the Lord, where would I? I'm telling you, this is the Lord. God's got to unstuck some folk. I know that ain't sound right, but that's what he need to do. We stuck. And God's got to get us out. And he wants to. Just like that dude came with that tow truck. Finally, when he pulled up to that up to me with that tow truck, I could have very easily said, nah, I don't need no help. That's what the car sounds like. I don't need no help. Sound funny, don't it? God is saying to you right now, I will get you unstuck. You started up with me. But now then, I'm ready to take you to the next level. You're stuck because you think you ain't deserving of it. Who in here is deserving of God's blessings? Raise your hand. Nobody. Put your hand down. Put your hand down. Ain't none of us deserving of it. Put your hand down. We don't deserve it, but God gave it to us anyway. That's why it's called grace and mercy. That's why we can put our hands up, because it's grace and mercy. God has given us what we don't deserve. God held back what he should have gave us. And I'm so thankful. And you know what? And since God did what he did, he doesn't want you to be stuck. Why aren't you doing what God is calling you to do? Well, No. I'm glad to hear you're having trouble now. See, but what we have to realize... What we have to realize. You heard that? I'm having trouble connecting to the internet. That's just some folks saying, I'm having trouble hearing what you're saying, preacher, because of the fact that I'm so stuck on where I am, I can't hear nothing God is saying. But what I'm here to tell you today, God is sending you your breakthrough to let you know the opportunity for you to get unstuck is right before you. All you got to do is open your mouth and say, Lord, help me. I didn't get this far without you. I got this far because of you. Help me to go further. Help me to be what you want me to be. I know I'm not all that, a bag of chips, two sodas, and a shake on the side, but God, help me to be better today. I am tired of being. Help me to get unstuck. I want you to know something about our God. He don't take you halfway and leave you. He wants to take you all the way. And when he had told you he was calling you, he's walking with you, then all of a sudden he's walking and, why are you stuck? What you doing back there? The reality is, I can't see it. I can't see how God can use somebody like me. How can he use me? I can start going through a list of reasons that we give.
All right.
But that would take too long. But what God is saying is, I knew you before you knew you. And what I had made a decision to call you, I made the decision that was an intelligent decision. It was not made by whim or by happenstance or by luck or chuck. It was made with part of my divine plan. You see, I can take anything and make anything out of it. And I'm taking you when, no matter how broke you were. And I'm telling you, I can use you. I am a prime example. Can I share something with you? When I stopped getting high on my 19th birthday, I struggled with wanting to feel loved. And I think I was about to make some bad decisions, y'all. And I went and talked to somebody who was a family member who I respected. And told him, I said, I don't feel like nobody can love me. But long story short, where am I at right now? But listen, before, I don't want you to clap for me. I want you to clap for yourself. Because I want you to know that if God was able to do something with this knucklehead, this ain't my plan. This is God's plan. And since God is working in me, he let me know if I can use you, Kevin, I can use anybody. And what I'm here to tell you today, I don't care what you did wrong. God can make you right. And now that you are saved, you've already gone over the biggest barrier. Now it's time for you to spread your wings and be all that God has called you to be. And when folk look at you and want to say, how did you do it? You just say, this ain't my plan, it's God's plan. I'm going to walk in my blessing. I'm going to be what God is calling me to be. Do I got any folk that going to walk in their blessing? Do I got any folk who going to say, I don't care what you say about me. This is God's plan for my life. I'm going to move in what God is calling me to do. Because this is God.